Radio Daily for not Monday. It isn't. But it is Election Day. So if this silly, stupid little show can take 30 seconds out of our time to tell you to please, please, please go vote. Whatever you're doing today, make sure you go vote. Make sure you've already voted if you've already voted. Make sure you're on the rolls and the registers. Vote, okay? Okay? I'm not going to tell you who to vote for because I know you've got enough damn sense in your head to vote for the people that will make our country again and not a horrible, horrible place. So hi! Welcome to Voting Day, November 6, 2018. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the man who spent all weekend partying like a madman and introducing himself the way he tends to do after a few drinks, podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Call me Spartacus.
I can do that. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You're cute, but selfish and narcissistic to the point of near delusion.
She said I was cute.
And that's all that matters in the end. What happened on this day, sir?
I can't even blame the way I feel on drinking. That's right, we're bringing you a hella sick podcast. What? Meh, meh, meh. 1572, a supernova is observed in the constellation known as Cassiopeia by Wolfgang Schuller of Wittenberg. Oh, hey, that's a family name somewhere buried down in my lineage. It appears as a new star adjacent to the fainter star seen in the middle of the constellation.
1862, a direct telegraphic link between New York and San Francisco is established.
1935, before the New York section of the Institute of Radio Engineers, Edwin Armstrong presents his paper, A Method of Reducing Disturbances in Radio Signaling by a System of Frequency Modulation, which proposes the first FM radio.
No static at all. 1939, the first commercial television station, WGY-TV, in Schenectady, New York, goes into service.
1944, plutonium is first produced at the Hanford Atomic Facility. It will subsequently be used in Fat Man, the atomic bomb detonated over Nagasaki, Japan on August 9th, 1945, and is also a crucial element in time travel.
Wow, Richmond trivia players, don't you wish we'd have told you the names of the planes? 1945, an FR-1 Fireball touches down on the USS Wake Island, becoming the first jet to land on a carrier.
1955, a movie premieres on television with a coast-to-coast broadcast for the first time in history.
1957, the Hewlett-Packard Company Incorporated offers public stock for the first time. It still didn't cost as much as Inc. did.
Hewlett-Packard are a bunch of jerks. They ended up renting out the entire park of Great America in California one year. When we went down there for my birthday, we didn't find out until we rolled up and then couldn't go in, and I was heartbroken.
Damn.
1971, the United States Atomic Energy Commission tests the largest U.S. underground hydrogen bomb, codename Kanakin.
Kanakin, I have the high ground!
I'm Chitka Island in the Aleutian Islands.
1990, in California, about a fifth of Universal Studios' backlot is destroyed in an arson fire, which is how we lost that King Kong.
Aw. 1994, the science fiction television series Earth 2, The Earthening, premieres on the NBC television network with the episode First Contact, Part 1, totally not a Next Generation episode.
1997, Sony Computer Entertainment releases the fighting game Bloody Roar for the PlayStation in Japan, where you fought as blood roaring, which was outstanding.
1998, hacker Rajib Mitra is convicted of hacking into the University of Iowa and University of Wisconsin. He will also later be sentenced to 8 years in prison for jamming emergency radio bands during graduate school.
No one will learn the secrets.
Incidentally, I used to play for an emergency radio jam band back in college myself.
Nice. Also same year, Nintendo releases the racing game F-Zero X for the Nintendo 64 in Europe.
Same day, same year, scientists report the first successful culture of human stem cells in the course of research financed by Geron Corporation.
And because this was such a packed day, the 3 millionth domain name, lizzieb.com, is registered. Yay.
And it is currently for sale.
Aww.
1999, United States President William Clinton launches the consumer.gov website as part of a comprehensive campaign to fight telephone fraud. It, of course, is currently available for sale.
2000, the Andromeda episode, Angel Dark, Demon Bright, first airs. In it, a slipstream error throws the Andromeda back to the climatic battle of the Nietzschean Commonwealth War, and Dylan and his crew must decide whether or not to interfere. It's like the final countdown, only you don't think of the song.
You know, I didn't think that war really mattered, but that's because I'm Nietzschean. Nintendo releases Hey You, Pikachu for the Nintendo 64 on the US. Of course, same day, same year.
As well as Warner Brothers releasing the film Red Planet, directed by Anthony Hoffman, starring Val Kilmer, Carrie Ann Moss, in a scene that must be seen, Benjamin Bratt, and Tom Sizemore.
2001, Capcom releases the fighting game Capcom vs. SNK 2 for the PlayStation 2 in the US.
The first issue of the official Xbox magazine is published same day, same year. It's published 13 times a year, covers topics related to the Xbox video game console, and comes with a demo disc. Ooh.
Ooh, GNUnet, a free software framework for decentralized peer-to-peer network written in C, is first published. The framework offers link encryption, peer discovery, and resource allocation.
2003, Sony Computer Entertainment releases the survival horror game Siren for the PlayStation 2 in Japan.
And Ubisoft releases Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time for the PlayStation 2 in North America.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal. 2004, the Ansari X Prize, along with a $10 million U.S. cash prize, is awarded to Burt Rutan and Paul Allen of Mojave Aerospace Ventures in their Spaceship One at a trophy ceremony in St. Louis, Missouri.
Which is surprising because I thought Paul Allen was arrested for all those murders in American Psycho.
I thought he was dead.
2006, Nintendo releases the Elite Beat Agents video game for the Nintendo DS in North America.
2009, Warner Brothers releases the sci-fi film The Fourth Kind, directed by Olatunde Asunamni and starring Mia Jovovich, and that's not an easy thing to say. Birthdays?
Emma Stone, 30 years old from Superbad, Zombieland, Amazing Spider-Man, and Birdman.
Thandie Newton is 46 from Mission Impossible 2, Chronicles of Riddick, 2012, Westworld, Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Kelly Rutherford, 50 years old, from Phantom of the Mall, Scream 3, Gossip Girl, and of course was on The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Trace Ballou is 60 years of age. That's Dr. Forrester / Crow from MST, Cinematic Titanic, and was a robot in Other Space.
Oh, yeah. Laurie Singer, 61 years old, from The Man with One Red Shoe, Warlock, VR5. I remember that
show. Virtual reality is real.
And Footloose.
Cam Clark is 61. That's Leonardo in the 1980s version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And, of course, Deflatormouse in The Tick.
He's a beast in the voiceover world. Sally Field, 72 years old, from The Flying Nun, Forrest Gump, Amazing Spider-Man, and, of course, Smokey and the Bandit.
Mm-mm-mm. No longer with us, born in 1814, Adolphe Sax invented the Adolphe phone, the saxophone.
1861, James Naismith invented basketball.
1880, Yoshiki Akawa founded the Nissan Motor Company.
1914, Jonathan Harris, from Lost in Space, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, and the immortal Darkwing Duck.
1931, Mike Nichols, fantastic director, gave us The Graduate, Catch 22, Day of the Dolphin, and of course, Wolf.
On PBS, we've got a new CBS News campaign 2018.
ABC, new, your voice, your vote. I'm guessing voting's happening.
Yeah, and NBC, don't get confused with that other show. They've got a new The Voice and an NBC News special.
Fox is getting really into it because it's a new Gifted. And then Stifler deals with unpleasant memories of his past as his former mentor gives disturbing news. Your cousin needs you to be in the next straight-to-DVD American Pie movie.
Actually caught up. It's starting to get better, but man.
Go Lethal Weapon. Go Lethal Weapon.
Tank the show. CW, Barry and Iris have to figure out a way to send an unanticipated guest back to the future without disrupting the timeline on a new The Flash and a new Black Lightning.
Freeform will be showing Mrs. Doubtfire. Aw, that's a warm movie. Sally Field's in that. There you go.
That's true, and it's not at all creepy that a guy is dressing.
Yeah, and you know, spying on his family. Yeah, yeah.
No. He has Caddyshack.
We're waiting. Bravo, smoothing the decks on a new Below deck.
FX Jason Bourne. And then while the Mayans Motorcycle Club has a reason to celebrate, some big changes will lead them to an uncertain future. So it's either two separate things or Jason Bourne will be on the Mayans MC.
I hope so. FXX The Simpsons, you got Ice Cream of Margie with the light blue hair. The Ha-Hawed Couple and Kill Gil Volumes 1 and 2.
FXMS Christmas with the Cranks. Yes, it is official okay to start playing Christmas stuff.
Paramount Network Overboard, the original.
The Sundance has a fun water theme tonight. We've got Lake Placid, Jaws 3, and Jaws the Revenge. Well, I might get to make a hash payment.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing Tron Legacy, but we're going to be watching the Hallmark Channel because a flight attendant looks after an unaccompanied minor, and after she's safely delivered to her father, the attendant finds a package she left behind. When she delivers it to her, her father invites her to spend the holidays with them. Tom Everett Scott and Sophie Neudroff star in Christmas Connection.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update. Bonnie says goodbye, which is a somewhat difficult task to undertake. Belle reunites with Marlena and makes peace with John until Hattie decides to stir the pot. Sarah unleashes her rage. How dare Bonnie leave without saying goodbye to me? Sammy confides in Marlena her fears about EJ. I think he's an evil robot from the future here to take out the mystery patient. Dun 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 dun. Dun dun. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today.
If you've got insights to share with us, or, you know, dark, dirty secrets you're afraid to tell even to your mom, send a note, won't you please, to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or you can always send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CROW.
Oh, those one will tell.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Ballou from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Hi, this is Frank Conniff, also from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And you're listening to what again? What are you listening to?
I believe this show is called Geek Radio Daily, Radio Geek Daily, Daily Geek Radio Thing,
no,
thing that's a Radio Geek show.
No.
Whatever it is, you can call it whatever you want, and you are lucky enough to be listening to
Who
it.
Who would name a thing like that?
I don't know. It's a crazy name for a show. The kids today with the crazy names that they come up with. I don't get it.
Just push the button, Frank.
Okay.
Thanks, Frank. Sometimes we need a little bit of help.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you do, and we got to add to the collection. What are we putting on the shelves, sir?
From our television aisle, we have single-handed the complete collection.
We have Who is America?
We also have The Good Fight, Season 2.
It was okay. Classic TV on DVD, we have Whose Line Is It Anyway? Uncensored. A little bit of After Dark, Season 1.
That's one with Drew Carey hosting. Must be anime based on title alone aisle. We have Star Blazers 2199 Space Battleship Yamato Part 1.
It's fantastic. It's incredible. I am Jason when it comes to that. Pat Labore, The Mobile Police, The Ultimate Collection.
Negima! Is there an exclamation point and a question mark? I don't know how to say that. On the complete collection.
And in our collections department, Harry Potter is released yet again.
Also have Transformers, the ultimate 5-movie collection. Feel free to up your brightness on your TV to see the action.
Sharknadoes, 1-6, the complete collection.
Here's to hoping. From a re-release aisle, they've got a Wreck-It Ralph. Some steelbook, all different 4K, season to the future version.
Don Coscarelli's amazing film, Phantasm, that, oh my God, everyone should own.
Boy. We also have The Producers, which of course is the film version based on the stage version of the film version.
Oh, so it's the second film. Okay. Doctor Who, Shada.
We also have from a regular movies aisle, we've got Heaven's War.
An Interview with God, which is that George Byrne sequel I missed.
Aw. Loving Pablo.
Beyond the Sky.
Destination Wedding.
Black Klansman.
Christopher Robin.
Incredibles 2, Incrediblier. But if anything, there's no running from this fight. A lethal dose of gangsters, hitmen, crooked cops, and guerrilla fighters are headed into the ultimate showdown, 21st century, with more nonstop barefisted action than one movie can handle. The hardcore double crosses, desperate missions, and cold-blooded revenge are loaded into every minute and won't end until the last bullet is fired. It'll take more than courage to survive, and even the best will fall. Daniel Bernhardt, Eric S. Bosivard are part of the 9 blood-soaked, ass-kicking tales that make up Blood, Sweat, and Terrors.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Now that we've had a good, solid day to process the leaving of Rick Grimes and one of the most awesomely crazy stunts The Walking Dead has ever produced, let's look at the positive side. Rick is not dead.
He will be after they do those experiments on him.
True. But Andrew Lincoln is going to reprise his role for 3 big-budget, feature-length telemovies based on The Walking Dead. Former showrunner and content chief Scott M. Gimple, bring out the Gimple, is currently writing the first of the untitled series of films with production to kick off next year. He says this is merely the beginning of AMC's plan to expand a multi-billion-dollar franchise. The original plan was just to kill him off, but story ideas that brew between Lincoln and Gimple allow them to continue to tell Rick's stories from the time of the previous season before the time jump to this season. So it's like, you know, the untold story. He exited the show to spend more time with his family in England, so he says. A much more relaxed schedule than, you know, being in Atlanta all the time. The movies will be AMC Studios original films and will likely air on AMC, though a partner is also expected to come aboard to share some costs. The Ames has AMC programming president Dave Madden is for a, quote, large, big-scope movie that will feel like a major motion picture, as opposed to merely an extended episode of the show. The movies will also not be used as backdoor pilots for other potential spinoffs.
Right, sure. Wanna bet?
Personally, I wanted a show that continued to follow Andrew Lincoln's corpse around, trying to find his new place in the world, in a world he never made. You know, something like Rick Grimes, Walker, Georgia Ranger.
I would watch that.
Right?
During an in-game event Sunday, Fortnite's cube, known to everybody as Kevin, exploded. And then things got weird. One moment you're running around and building a sniper's nest. Next moment Kevin begins to pulse, then glow, then spin. When the spinning reached a fever pitch, a burst of white light shot from the cube after dropping something into the vortex below, transporting players to a white, empty Matrix-style construct, a kind of like a Good Place staging area. One of the parts of a minute the time people did not build. Then sploosh! Everyone was dumped back to a loot lake with a new island featuring a sort of Kevin Henge and a rainbow in the middle.
It's so beautiful.
No one has any idea why Kevin did this or what he was trying to tell us. Now, Epic teased something big in a tweet last week advising players to be in-game for the end of the Fortnitemares Halloween event. Many players suspected this event would signal the end of Kevin, and Fortnite data miners found references to the cube cracking and the codename Butterfly, suggesting something would emerge from the cube once it had destructed, much like the meteor that brought us the visitor.
Butterfly, sugar, baby.
Well, the rifts, basically cracks in space-time used to transport you to great heights to escape situations, began circling players that were in this Matrix-style world and formed into butterflies. They flew around the player until they landed on the outstretched fingers of each player. Kevin had a good run. Recently, he leaked some purple light and crazy monsters, these husks that were out there from Save the World. Now he is transcended. And you can even earn a little Kev back bling, showing that the name Kevin is now canon. So RIP, Kevin. And hello, our new cyber butterfly overlords. May the loot llamas ever be in your favor.
As a geek, you love collectibles, especially variants, anything rare that no one else has. And if you're not going for the Power Rangers sleeveless hoodie,
and why wouldn't you?
Then count your pennies and try to get a basically full-sized Cylon Raider, which is some of the superpowered artifacts featured on Warehouse 13 or the Word of the Witness from 12 Monkeys. It's time to pull out your checkbook because a pile of stuff from Siffy is coming out of the vault and headed to the auction block. Siffy is partnering with ScreenBid to auction off several items from recent network shows and fan favorites of the past decade. Of course, the 29-foot Cylon Raider from Battlestar Galactica is what everybody wants. It's pretty much what you'd expect, but you'd be underwhelmed if you tried to actually make it fly. Sorry, not yet. This could certainly make an excellent centerpiece to a geeky collection of giant props, actually. 12 Monkey fans might be interested in the Word of the Witness, a Titan medallion and chain, or the Constance painting featured on the show. Warehouse 13 artifacts heading to the auction include Carl Schwarzschild's pocket watch, Artie's steampunk Segway, Claudia's energy gloves and DARPA suit, and parts from H.G. Wells' time machine.
Cool.
If you're a huge geek, though, you can get something many have forgotten about. A Tauron pin from the short-lived BSG spinoff Caprica will be available, as well as some office signs and props from Eureka. Now, the auction kicked off on November 1st.
Aw, I missed my chance to bid.
And ends on Friday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Pacific Ooh. Time, 11 Eastern. Follow the link in the show notes, and if you get the Raider, we want to help you put it together. Explorer style. I get to be River Phoenix.
Autonomous vehicles. They're cool, they're futuristic. But what if you live somewhere with bad weather?
Like Seattle?
Well, think a little bit colder. Or much hotter.
Ah.
Now we have a car that works on its own, an automobile, if you will, that can withstand something from a blistering hot day in the desert to a winter snowstorm. Muji and Sensible 4 revealed their solution. Gotcha, the autonomous shuttle that can function in all kinds of weather conditions. Gotcha will make its public debut this coming March in Helsinki. A couple of months later, the robot bus will be driving passengers through three Finnish cities about a year before the first production fleet is available in 2020. While Sensible 4 brings Gotcha the smart software to function in heavy rain, fog, or snow, Muji engineered the weatherproof vehicle. The collaboration produced a friendly-looking vehicle without a designated front or back. The exterior features an LED communication band around the perimeter that incorporates the headlights into the design. The interior seating resembles the curved shape of the exterior. 10 seats are organized around the border of the inside, with space for 6 to stand in the center. The maximum speed of the shuttle is 40 kilometers per hour, and the range is over 100 kilometers with quick charging, including wireless charging. Test driving will begin across 3 cities in the first half of 2019.
What if I don't want to take a bus?
Get a horse.
Do you know who the smartest and most creative people on the planet are?
The contestants on Dancing with the Stars?
No. Stoners.
I thought they were lazy and just eating chips.
Not when they want to smoke and do not have something. Then they figure out how to smoke from a crab leg or get a pair of chopsticks and some aluminum foil.
That should be what the MacGyver reboot is about.
Then there's a piece of stoner tech so advanced it will probably take NASA scientists decades before they're able to replicate it. The laser bong.
Pew pew! Man.
Developed by the company Silicon Cali, the laser bong uses a 2-watt, 445 nanometer laser to light a bong bowl. It's 100 times more powerful than an average laser pointer, which has an output of about 5 milliwatts.
So don't aim it at pilots, you jerks.
Silicon Cali even sells special glasses meant to protect your eyes while looking directly at the laser when you take a hit. Quote, the laser's not dangerous. It's not going to cut your finger off or anything crazy like that, man, said Justin Zelaya, the founder of Silicon Cali. It may sting a little bit. It's kind of like a magnifying glass. Zelaya said the bong is controlled by a small computer so the bong's bowl can be spun while you're lighting it. The glass, which is custom blown in California, is lined with color-changing LEDs. The entire thing is controlled by a phone app. Of course it is. Each laser bong is to be sold for $2,400. These laser bongs are a limited edition. However, according to Silicon Cali's website, only 45 of the devices will be sold, which means other stoners will have to figure out how to make their own versions at home. Hey, you ever play Laser Tag, man?
Yeah, sure.
You ever play Laser Tag on weed?
No.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Welcome back.
I think Laser Tag Battle Base would be a great place to hide your weed.
Probably not. Welcome back, all you geek gala crazy folks. You got stories to tell. If you did put up together a list of things overheard at Geek Gala, whatever it is, drop us stories, notes, anecdotes, anything of that nature to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or you can send a voicemail to the magic number of
510-GRD-CREW.
And we look forward to hearing them.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Such a gigantic walking nightmare.
Good night, suckers.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
Who will be my guinea pig for my gene splicing? My fingernail transplants? My fajita? Who will I blame my mistakes on? Who will I kill? I've destroyed, and I've maimed, and I've kicked him. Now I'm a bully with no victim. No adrenaline thrill. No screams that are shrill. Who will I kill? I've crushed his head a few times. Memories like nursery rhymes. No one died like my TV's Frank. Now it seems I must take my own bitter pill. Tell me who will I kill?
Goodbye, Frank. And remember, wherever you are, I will kill you.